The City of Hastings and Thornapple Arts Council pleased to announce Hastings Live. This summer series has kicked off. There are 50 performances taking place throughout downtown Hastings now through September. So we ask you, Megan Lavelle, about how to take in this experience. Good morning, Megan.
Good morning, Shelley. Thanks for having me.
Quite welcome. Hastings is the place to be this summer.
That's right. This whole program started a year ago. We got a brand new amphitheater, the Thornapple Plaza, which was donated to our community by the Baum Family Foundation. It was a private gift to the Hastings community, and so we started working with the City of Hastings to figure out how we could best fill the plaza with great entertainment all summer. And so last year we did a series at the plaza and then Friday Night Features, and this year we have expanded that to include every Wednesday and every Friday at the Thornapple Plaza, as well as concerts and performances in other venues downtown as well. We have a spray plaza that was constructed about 5 years ago, and so we have children's activities there every Thursday from 11 to 11:45. And then we have a beautiful courthouse lawn in downtown Hastings. The Berry County Courthouse lawn has a fountain on it, and so we have Fridays at the fountain every Friday at noon.
Where are we finding all of this information?
You can find all of this information at thornapplearts.org or at the City of Hastings website, which is downtownhastings.com.
I want to certainly get into the specifics. Can't name all 50, but they're certainly on my card that you've given me. Before I get into the details, tell me about brag on the City of Hastings.
The City of Hastings is really a great place to live, to work, to...
It is a city.
Yep, it's a small city. We have about 7,000 people, and a handful of years ago, it was determined that it was one of the 100 best small towns in America. We have several great things going on in downtown Hastings. It is a great community that supports the arts. We have sculptures throughout downtown Hastings. We have almost 30 sculptures, I believe, at this point, and about half of those are permanent additions to downtown. People buy them and donate them to the city itself. We have great businesses in downtown. We have great little shops, cute places to walk around and stop into. We have a brew pub, the Waldorf Brew Pub and Bistro, which is actually one of the supporters of the series this summer. The Waldorf has award-winning beers. We have the Seasonal Grill, the County Seat, and Klusterman's, which all have great food. So there are great places to eat, to get a drink, and to do shopping while you're here to enjoy the arts.
And again, as we're speaking, many arts to be featured. So you opened last week, it looks like, with City Band, who comes back tonight?
Yes, Hastings City Band is a 5-week series that has existed in the City of Hastings since, I believe, 1856. It was well before 1900, and it is a long-standing tradition for the City of Hastings that the high school, the Hastings Band Director, is the City Band Director as well. And so we have been very fortunate to have a wonderful series of band directors in Hastings. We have a very strong music program, and so Spencer White is currently leading up the Hastings City Band. That started last Wednesday, and then it will be again tonight and then go through the next 3 weeks, and the series will culminate on the 4th of July, which is actually a Tuesday this year, with a Tribute to America concert. And so we're very excited about that, and all of those will be at the Thornapple Plaza, weather permitting.
I ain't going to say that, weather permitting.
Right.
Again, before I throw out more, drop more names here, and many names that are certainly should be very well known to West Michigan, these concerts are free?
These concerts are all free. We will take a goodwill offering at the concerts for those who are willing and able, but they are free. When the Baum Family Foundation donated the Thornapple Plaza, one of the goals was to really make the arts accessible and not make it cost prohibitive for people in our community. And so it's through the sponsorship of not just the Baums, but Berry County Lumber and Brown's Carpet One are also major sponsors this year, in addition to the grant funding that we received from the Michigan Council for Arts and Cultural Affairs and the National Endowment for the Arts. All of that in combination with the sponsorships that we receive from I would think about 30 businesses throughout downtown throughout the year make these concerts possible, as well as the support from the Arts Council and the Hastings City of Hastings and the Hastings Downtown Development Authority.
In general, do I think on bringing a chair, a blanket, a picnic basket? Give me my atmosphere here.
Yes, all of that. You want to bring a chair if that's how you want to sit. We do have, it's a beautiful tiered plaza, very lovely lawn, but if you want a chair, please bring one. People do bring picnic baskets. This concert, this Friday night's concert, is Hip Pocket, a Grand Rapids area band, and this will be the first concert at which we will be selling beer and wine. So our local Hastings Rotary Clubs and Kiwanis Clubs are actually going to sell limited quantities of beer and wine for people to consume while on the premises, and so they should bring some snacks, they should bring a blanket or chairs, bring your kids. These are all very family-friendly events. Our content is all geared toward families, and so it's a great Friday evening, a great Wednesday evening, something to do in downtown. And like I said, this is a very symbiotic relationship between the arts community and the business community, and so we can really only function if we support each other. So we always encourage people to come early, stay late, go shopping, go to dinner, go have a drink afterwards, really take in all that there is in the city of Hastings.
Should I leave Ralphie, Petey, and Lee at home?
You probably should. Yes.
Dogs.
As a dog lover myself, I would never advocate for leaving them in the car in hot weather. And our city parks are not encouraging of dogs, especially at the plaza, where there are likely to be somewhere between 500 to 700 people on Friday night.
Great. Talking about Hastings Live, 50 performances taking place throughout downtown Hastings from now through, goodness gracious, September 16th, but let's not rush the summer. Highlights. I'm just going to kind of throw out, what's Grumpy Old Men?
Grumpy Old Men is actually a local band. Doug Acker he leads that. He's in several bands that will perform at the Plaza this summer, as well as involved in our community music school.
There would be, did I see something about a puppet here?
Yes, there is a puppet show. There are children's activities every Thursday at the Spray Plaza, and that we have a smaller amphitheater that is attached to a Spray Plaza, and so that gives kids something to do when they're both attending the performance and then enjoying the water afterwards. And so that's every Thursday from 11 to 11:45 throughout the summer.
I mean, you've got Vox Vedora in the house.
We do, yeah. We have a couple of well-known groups. We have the Accidentals, which is a group that just signed with Sony Music, and so we're super excited to get them in. We have Junior Walker's All-Stars in August. We start the Friday Night Feature Series this Friday night with the Hip Pocket. We are also bringing back the West Side Soul Surfers. We'll have the 126 Army Band back. That's a great group that was one of our best performances last summer, and so we're very excited to have them back this year. So we have a great mix of regional and local performers, and we're really excited to bring this series to the city of Hastings again, because it brings the arts into the community without it being cost prohibitive, and so people can just come down and sit and enjoy the music, enjoy the concerts and performances.
And I know you mentioned your sponsors, but Thornapple Arts Council looks like this has been instrumental.
Yes, the Thornapple Arts Council and the City of Hastings are actually in a programming agreement to make this happen. And so this is our first year with a series this large. This is the first time that we've done this programming together, and it's been very beneficial for both organizations and the community. It allows us really to pool our resources and pool our energies and make sure that we're getting the biggest bang for the buck for the Hastings community.
With the addition of spokesperson, what's your job here, Megan?
I'm the executive director of the Thornapple Arts Council, and so my job is, it's a very long job description. I am everything from, the person who dusts and makes sure that we have coffee in the office, to the spokesperson and the fundraiser, really the face of the organization. I have a great support network of volunteers and donors and board members who really are behind the scenes doing so much of the work, and I get to be the one who comes in here and talk about it. So it's really a great job.
Great. Well, thank you very much. All the information that we just talked about and the list of all 50 can be found
at thornapplearts.org and downtownhastings.com.
Tonight, City Band, Cinemagic, Thornapple Plaza. Take care to you, Megan Lavelle.
Thanks, Shelley.